Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Yes. What kind of support is this?
Customer support.
For what company?
Okay, I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies and thousands of different products.
Okay. Well, I've got a transaction on my Wells Fargo account that is not mine, and your number comes up.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you. What's your zip code?
92504.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Anthony. Last name is Oaks.
Okay, and the account is pulling up here. May you verify your shipping address?
It's 3686 Loreen Court in Riverside, California, 92504.
Yes, sir. So give me one moment so I can see why were you charged.
Okay.
One moment, it's still loading. Okay, so I show here where you have our, where you entered the sweepstakes to win, our ice maker. That was on August the 20th. You entered our sweepstakes to win the ice maker. And that did come with like a HeroBot app where you are charged a monthly membership for the app, which is $39.99.
Okay, yeah, that's, no, I did not do that.
Okay, so you never elected to enter the sweepstakes to win the ice maker back on August 20th?
Nope.
Okay, so you or nobody in your household could have possibly made the transaction for $7.95?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, so since you are saying it may be fraud, I have to verify your email address. What's your email address?
AAAOaks14@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. That's the email address that we do have associated with the account. So you're still saying that you or nobody in your household could have possibly made the transactions?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, so give me one moment and I'll connect you over to our fraud department.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so on my end, I have still gotten the account canceled out. I do have the confirmation number before I connect you over.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262-875-076.
Okay.
Okay, again, thanks for calling customer support. I'm connecting you over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.